listening to an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from Radio Row in Miami, this is The Boss and the Gloss. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back, and we are really privileged right now. We have Dr. Jen Welter joining us here. She is, well, the first female coach hired by an NFL team back with the Cardinals, and you're an old friend of the show's. It's great to have you back.
Oh, my gosh. Anytime I can join the boss and the gloss, I love it.
I'm glad you look at me when you say boss and gloss with her.
I mean, you know,
you got the names right.
I did. All right. I mean, she has the hottie pants on. And I love that you guys brought it into a little Justin Timberlake, because it reminds me of something I said about the 49ers the other day. I'm like, hey, JT brought sexy back. But the 49ers have brought the fullback back, and I am rocking with the fullback.
And you are a fullback.
You made the fullback and tight end sexy. Way to go, San Fran. So there you go.
Yep, that's another one of you first. You were the first female running back in the Men's Football League,
yes,
the Texas Alliance,
yes,
in Dallas.
In Dallas, yeah, long football history. And that was actually, I tell people, you know, I broke into men's professional football in the most painful way possible by actually getting, you know, playing. And getting tackled by them on a day-to-day basis. So I earned my stripes there.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Tell us what you're doing now. You never let grass grow under your feet. I want to hear about all your stuff.
You know, I don't. And I lovingly say that I think it's the vantage point of a 5'2" female who was told everything she couldn't do. I'm always looking at ways that we can, you know, re-examine the game, re-examine the narrative, and create positive change. And one of the things I've really become obsessed with, I guess you could say, is like the socialization of girls in football and sport and the importance of visibility. You know, I started 2 years ago, I started doing flag football camps for girls because no one was teaching the girls. And we've now done over 32 girls football camps across the country. When I started, nobody would back them. Nobody believed it would work. I actually self-funded them. That led to eventually partnering with Adidas. So I became the first female signed to a major brand as like a football asset. Then Adidas sponsors some of my camps every year. That's part of the deal. So we just finished a fall tour where we did 7 camps all across the country in just 4 months. So it was a little bit crazy. But one of the things that came out of doing those girls' football camps was I got approached by a company called Toya in Israel. And they are a Minecraft development company. And they're all female. And I said, you know, almost half, I think it was 44% then. I think it's up to 48% now. You know, between 48 and 44%, we'll say, of gamers are girls. And yet there are very few female protagonists. We love Coach Jen and the football camps. Could we do Minecraft worlds around them? So they developed a series of 3 Minecraft worlds. And that got me into the video game space and really opened my eyes to the potential for esports to kind of lead in the reality that we want to see that might be there before the actual reality that we live in, right? And the importance of both girls and boys being able to play a game with females in football, because then it normalizes seeing it in real life.
Yep.
And from that, I ended up going and consulting with Madden. And then they put me in. I'm kind of like the Where is Waldo in this Madden 20. I'm both in the story mode as a reporter. So I got a little bit of you. So I'm the reporter in Madden, the story mode. And then I met everybody and we were talking about how, you know, we could get more girls in a Madden. I'm like, well, they need to see themselves in an actual game capacity in the game so that they feel like they're there. So a lot of the movers and shakers inside Madden were really excited that I was in there as a reporter, but they were kind of mad that I wasn't in there as myself. And then they ended up having me in Superstar KO mode as the first female head coach in Madden history. So for the first time in Madden, you can actually go in and choose a female coach, Superstar KO, my team is Team Shutdown. We have the best rated
defense. And it will
defense.
Be you, your face.
And
I
it's
can
me,
pick
my
Jen
face.
Welter.
You can pick Jen Welter.
Wow.
And that means, number one, girls could see that they could have a role there. And number two,
really
boys
cool.
could also have a female coach. So if you then go and see one in real life, it's not rare. And so a lot of the things I look at now are where can we move the needle in terms of society and how we see football, because it's traditionally been called the final frontier for women in sports. And I always believed if we could change football, we could change the world. And so that's a lot of where I've been investing my time, both getting the girls physically on the field and giving them different ways to see women actually having in-game capacities, and to just really teach them there's no game they cannot play and no field they do not belong in or on, and getting creative, hopefully, to do that.
Well, Jen, I love the whole visibility thing that you're getting through the gaming. So we've got Katie Sowers, who's taking the field this weekend as an offensive assistant coach for San Francisco. Talk about that. Talk about what that is doing for your cause and what that's doing for young women everywhere to see her. She is in the Super Bowl.
I know. And, you know, the first point I want to bring up about that is, you know, a lot of people ask me about Katie in theory of being a female coach. But the more important aspect that to me is that she was my Team USA teammate. You know,
I was going to ask
together.
You about that, because she was in the Texas Alliance as well. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So we played against each other many a year. When I played for Dallas and she played for Kansas City, two of the best franchises in women's football. And actually, little known fact also, if you didn't know, Katie has a twin. So it used to be the Sowers sisters that we would have to prepare for. And,
oh, darn.
It was not just one. It was double trouble. And me being on defense, it was, you know, I've tackled both of them. I probably wouldn't have told you which one it was at which time.
Right.
And they have both caught passes over me that broke my heart. Two of the best in the game. And so we had a long time rivalry, and then we got to be teammates for Team USA in 2013.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, so we won gold medals together, and knowing that a friend of mine and a teammate and somebody who has sacrificed in the trenches with me the same way we all did is getting ready to play a Super Bowl. It's like Eric coach in a Super Bowl.
Stage doesn't get bigger.
It doesn't. And it's so wonderful to see. It's awesome to know that, you know, a door that I opened, right? She then went in on her own merit, skill, and talent and has crushed it. Because I had somebody ask me the other day, they're like, do you feel like you're responsible? I'm like, no, I don't. I feel like I opened the door and
sure
someone
did.
Had to be first, right?
Right.
And my goal being the first was to make sure that I wasn't the last, right? I'm the first one in. I cannot mess it up so badly that they close that door so tight that no one else gets in there. But the NFL has done a great job in intentionally developing a pipeline for women in coaching. They hired longtime women's football advocate Sam Rappaport to really lead that charge. And Katie has now gotten her opportunity to start because of that. But what she's done from there really speaks to the heck of a human and coach and football person that she is.
Regardless of gender.
That's
she's
right.
Just, yeah.
That's right.
She's
you know,
just great at her craft.
Yeah.
Period.
And I remember one of the things that, you know, Bruce Arians said in a press conference, I think it was, or in an interview when I was in Arizona, when he was asked about it, he was like, you know, the novelty of her being a female coach wore off after about 3 days, and then it was just coach. Right. And yes, you might approach things in a slightly different way. Guys might be able to talk to me about different things, you know, and that comes with any dimension of society.
Sure.
But it's not like, oh, she's all right for a female. Right. Like, no, it's this is a coach who is also a female.
Well, Jen, you on the other side of the ball this weekend. So you've got Katie Sowers, who, you know, and played with on the other side of the ball. Safety Tyrann Mathieu for Kansas City. You were very, very close with him, your time in Arizona with Bruce Arians there. And you and Tyrann had a lot of conversations. Talk about you walking him through to where he is today and you being able to project the success that he's had in Houston and now Kansas City.
You know, Ty was a special player. I could see it when I first was around him. I remember he was coming off an ACL surgery when I got there. So they were more tapping into my opinion on him as a doctor than it was as a coach right away. And, you know, they was like, oh, you think he'll come off? And, like, you know, talking about him in theory, I'm like, I don't know. I haven't talked to him. Can I talk to him first? And I remember one of the very first conversations we had. It had a lot to do with a tattoo on his hand that was a mask. And I was like, tell me about the tattoo. And he was like, you know, we all wear masks. And I was like, okay. So was, you know, when did you get it? He's like, it was my first one. And I was like, okay, so you often feel misunderstood. And he was like, yeah. And I said, people kind of have a way that they see you. And we talked about some other stuff. And then I talked to the injury and how oftentimes, you know, the psychological impact of an athlete and a career threatening or any injury is actually the death of a close family member. It is one of the hardest things that you can go through. And then what makes it even harder is it's your life. It's your social circle. It's your friend. It's your income.
It's your identity.
Everything, right? And then you go to talk to somebody who doesn't have that same weight on it. And a lot of the times, you know, as an athlete who's been taught never to admit fear and weakness, then you go tell somebody about it that you're struggling who isn't an athlete. And they're like, oh, it's just a knee. And so then you feel misunderstood and you shut down. And so we kind of bonded on it. And I remember I called him out on a couple stuff and he just looked at me and he's like, coach, ain't nobody know that about me. And I was like, I'm really good at what I do. And he kind of looked at me and he smiled and gave me a fist bump. And from that moment on, we were just very in sync, right? And he wasn't one of my direct players, but I loved and related to the way that he played. He is magic on the field. The way
he
reads.
I love it.
He is a player that brings up everyone else around him. Like, he is magic on the football field, and he will change the dynamic of any team that he's in. He can intercept the football. You know, he's a ball hawk. He is a tape junkie. He can intercept the football on one play. He can sack the quarterback on the next, and he can lock down your slot receiver in man coverage. And he just is that guy. So I hope Garoppolo is forced to throw the ball because he's going to have trouble dealing with Ty.
Yeah, he will.
We've been talking to Dr. Jen Welter. Jen, thanks so much for joining. She was talking about Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger.
And his... Well, he's going to be a force on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm sad the Texans let him go.
Yeah, former Texan, now Kansas City Chief.
Just a year
Jen,
we have.
Jen, thank you so much for joining. It's really great to catch up with you.
Hey. Always great to hear what you're doing.
Anytime.
Keep on keeping on. I'm so impressed.
Anytime. Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're listening to The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.